This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
My little victory is it is the last week officially until Christmas week, everybody, until vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because we have a very special guest coming on the show today.
Two special guests,
thank you very much, to celebrate the holidays. So that'll be exciting. What's your little victory?
Well, my little victory is that we have some guests coming in today. Kind of exciting.
It is.
A little local love, if you will. Little teaser in there. A little sprinkle of something. But yeah, it's going to be a fun episode today.
It's going to be a good day, that's for sure. So, special guests joining us at some point. Somebody making headlines in the city.
Local love.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our weekends. There's a lot happening.
Yeah.
And a whole new prize, which is Morgan Wallen tickets.
Yeehaw.
He's coming to Soldier Field. I know, right?
Yeehaw.
I don't know much besides one or two songs.
That's more than I do.
Morgan Wallen. Oh, and by the way, if that's not enough, online all week, your chance to win a huge prize pack from the Wisconsin State Fair. So
that's
if you go to 1037kissfm.com, click on contest, you can enter to win that bad boy.
Good times.
Ah, it's one of my favorite things this year.
I mean, whose wouldn't it be?
Move over, Oprah. All right. The question of the day is coming up next. I cannot wait to talk about our weekends, find out what everybody did, because I'm sorry, it was like 5 below.
It was cold.
It sucked.
It was cold.
It sucked a lot. We'll talk about it next. Get ready. Brand new week. Oh, K-pop Demon Hunters nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah, I saw that one coming after all the hullabaloo.
What? It may win Movie of the Year.
Wow.
What?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
It was cold.
Yeah.
I know I'm stating the obvious here, but it was really cold over the weekend. So, like, I honestly did not want to leave the house unless I absolutely had to.
And we had to.
And we had to. And then I had to turn on the heat in the car and heat it up.
It was freezing, though.
Oh, it was so cold,
but
man.
People already had events planned, and they didn't know the weather ahead of time. And then we had already RSVP'd before then. And
ah,
then,
geez.
Lo and behold.
So where did you have to go in the cold over the weekend?
Two things.
What'd you do?
My guy Josh, friend from high school, and his wife Sarah,
yep.
They're having a baby. And we had a back-to-back weekends with baby showers.
Oh, wow. Lots of baby showers.
Yeah. Lots of baby showers. Lots of people.
Nothing else going on during the holidays.
No,
why
no,
not
no.
have a baby shower Stack in December? These people better be doing the next 10 days.
But it was cool. It was cool, though, because it was at the Horticultural Center over in Lake Geneva.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful event space. I had never been inside, but it was absolutely gorgeous.
Dude,
seriously.
I still haven't been to Lake Geneva. What the hell?
We got
to
go. We got to go.
I cannot believe I've never been there. Like, it's the same thing with Door County.
Mm-hmm.
Lived here 20-some years. Never been.
Maybe that's one of our port cities for your cruisecation.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, good idea, DZ.
But, yeah, and then after that, we went home for a little bit on Sunday last night, or yesterday, I should say, afternoon. Because
when you say home, what do you mean?
Well, to Gurnee, to Aaron's family, right, to the old stomping grounds, because we actually went to mine and Aaron's old middle school, Viking Middle School. That's why I say home, because it was our middle school, now our nieces and nephews' middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
They had a play going on, and he ran the lighting and sound for that, so he's a techie kid. They went to go watch that. I got some Christmas shopping done.
Nice.
Good times. Busy weekends, cold at that. What did you do?
What did I do? I didn't leave the house, I'll tell you that, for the most part. Kelly in Sussex texted in at 414-533-1037. She went to the Menominee Falls Christmas Market downtown on Saturday. Lots of shopping and hot mulled wine. Ooh,
hot mulled wine, dog.
Anna from Milwaukee said, I went to Whitewater for my niece's graduation. Hey, shout out to everybody graduating in December.
Graduates.
Yeah.
Hats off to early graduations, Yerp.
Somebody else said, we went to see my daughter, Arabella, dance in the Nutcracker for her dance company, Anita's Dance Center. She was a sugar plum fairy and a ginger snap. Okay.
Do your thing. Proud of y'all.
Okay.
Snaps and claps.
We want to hear what you guys did this weekend. I promise you, all I did, I went over to a friend's house. She had surgery on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not telling her business, but I went over there on Saturday morning and basically just kind of showed up and brought, you know, donuts and bagels, and I'm sitting there with her.
That's all you need
checking
sometimes.
On her because she had surgery the day before, and Hudson calls and I answer the phone. He's like, where are you?
Oh, investigating
yeah,
over here.
It's now like 9 or 10 a.m. I've been there for an hour or two. I'm like, I'm at my friend's house. He's like, without me?
Without me.
You went to her house without me?
Well, because they know her, right?
Yeah, I was like, well, it was 8 a.m. and it was Saturday, so I let you sleep. And yes, I left and went.
I didn't want to bring you.
And I didn't want to bring you, so I did it. So that was the only time I really left the house this weekend, was to go over there and see her, yeah.
Checking on the homies is important, and right? You know, after surgery, after whatever, after what's going on, you know, you want to make sure they're good. They're your people, so you always check on your people.
I see the phones ringing. All right, we want to know what you guys did this weekend all over southeastern Wisconsin. We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
How could I forget to tell you the craziest part of my weekend, the Christmas miracle?
This is a Christmas miracle?
If you've listened to this show, you know that my dad kicked me out of their house on Mother's Day, and I left with my kids and never to return.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Nor do I really talk to them ever much. So I talked to my parents yesterday. Happy Hanukkah.
You talked to both of them?
I talked to both of them, and it was a Christmas miracle. Do you know what Stan said? Yeah, I called him Stan.
Pops.
He said,
Elson, what are you and the boys doing? This is not my dad. What are you guys doing President's Day weekend? I go, in February?
In February.
He goes, yeah, you off work? I go, well, I can be off. Why?
What's up?
You want to come? I go,
I don't know, Dad. Said, I don't know if I want to come visit.
Maybe you could come here. I don't know, man.
No, that's even worse. Let's not.
Is it worse?
No, let's not. And I'm like, well, we might be able to come for a couple days.
Maybe.
on Christmas, I agreed to go to Florida.
You did.
That was a big part of my weekend.
Okay.
I might regret it. I might stay in a hotel, but I agreed to go.
Have that backup, and I say just be ready for it, because maybe
they're
never
not doing
say
well. They're on. My parents are in their 80s. They're not doing well emotionally or physically, quite frankly.
Sure.
And I'm going to go, and I'm going to pray to God.
Well, I think making that commitment is big. Yeah, and that's a big part of the weekend, which is the
part
question.
Of getting grounded, which is part of my goal. I got to reconnect with my family, even though they annoy the hell out of me.
You got to be careful how you say that. You're grounding yourself, not grounded, because grounded makes you feel like you're mentally 17 again and your parents' house getting grounded.
True.
Then you're slamming the door. No, you're not grounded. You're grounding
yourself. With my own rental car and the ability to leave at any moment.
That's the ding part. Ding, grounding. Ding, 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 ding.
What we did this weekend, my Christmas miracle, Hanukkah miracle, was that I agreed to go visit my parents. God help
us. Happy Hanukkah.
Let's go to Autumn in New Berlin. Day 4 of her calling in, almost to a theme song.
Wow, you go, girl.
Autumn.
We believe in you.
This is where people lose it. They always get to 4, and then they have a hard time.
I'm coming tomorrow.
You committed, girl.
Got you.
Right, yes.
What'd you do this weekend? My whole carload. Wait, who's in the car?
Squad.
Well, I have my fiance with me, and then tomorrow I'll have my kids.
Nice.
Heard.
Well, what'd you guys do this weekend?
We celebrated a friend's birthday, went to Texas Roadhouse, and then out for some drinks.
Ooh, you had me at steak.
And the butter rolls, honey butter rolls.
The worst thing I did was teach Owen and Hudson to love steak, because literally Hudson will come in the room at 5 p.m. and go, I'm thinking steak for dinner. And I go, I'm thinking not hamburger.
I'm thinking you're hamburger. Trying to split? Right?
I'm thinking hamburger. Ground beef is more like it.
Now they have that expensive taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
do. Echelons, and you want not.
I'm thinking steak for dinner, boy.
I'm thinking you better start working for it, dog.
Better go start busting dishes at Texas Roadhouse.
I swear. How old is too young? You know what I'm saying? Because you need to get a job for all that.
Hamburger helper.
I think you better cook yourself.
Oh, man. All right. So you guys had a good steak dinner, went out,
yes,
and enjoyed those rolls. All right, Autumn, we're looking forward to tomorrow, day 5.
Day 5.
Okay?
We believe in you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. See y'all later.
Jinx. Let's go to Ryan. We haven't heard from this guy in so long. Ryan. In Calabama.
Ryan.
Exactly.
Don't know who that is.
Exactly. Well, you can tell everybody. Tries to break up with us and then come back.
Good morning. If I broke up, I ain't coming back.
Yes, you are. You came back. See, I knew you missed us.
You can't leave us.
2 week vacation. Come on now. Business shut down.
Okay.
We good.
What happened?
Why did you take a 2 week vacation before Christmas and not during? What are we missing here?
Yeah.
I'm actually probably going to take the whole month of vacation.
Dang, look at you.
Well, if you're free.
Working 8 months straight, you want to take a vacation, be around the family. So.
I hear that. And if you can do it, go ahead. Take
Sounds
your time.
Like a dream to work and then have like a whole month off, like a summer, basically. This is your summer.
Teachers
this
do
is
it.
My summer.
This
sometimes
is summer.
Nurses
do it.
When it
snows, I go to work. When it snow, I go to work. But other than that, I'm just sitting here.
Okay. Cool.
I'm chilling for right now.
All right.
Love
well,
it.
Carrie and Kenosha got married this weekend. Why? I'm
Congratulations.
Kidding.
Congratulations.
I would have said the same thing, Allie. Why?
Oh, you're married. Get off the line, Ryan. What's
you know
wrong?
What we did this weekend, though?
What?
We celebrated one of the other OGs graduating college.
Who?
Oh, I did see this. I ain't going to take your thunder. Go ahead.
Who?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, Destiny.
Yeah.
Destiny celebrated. My girl Destiny did.
Oh, did she graduate barber school?
She graduated barber school, dog.
No.
If y'all want to go get a crooked line, you run to Destiny. If you want to go to a straight line, you go somewhere else. You
get
know,
get out of here.
She's good. She's good. She'll give you a straight cut.
I saw on social media that she graduated.
So,
yeah, wife Lala threw her little.
That's Lala
so funny.
Threw it down. Lala threw it down.
That's what's up.
So.
Shout out to them, man.
Well, yep. Good luck at your next barber appointment. You're gonna need it, Ryan. All right, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Bye. You too, man. Look,
Missy in Sussex texted in. I went and saw Zootopia 2 with my 4-year-old and my brother. We liked it. It's on my list.
Haven't watched it yet?
I wanted to go, and the boys are like, we don't know. And I go, what are you talking about? That's all we watched when you were like 2 and 4, and now you don't want to go see Zootopia?
Are you kidding me? Where they maybe shifted?
It's unreal. Lindsay from Exonia said they went with their family to take their 16-month-old to breakfast with Santa at Harley Davidson.
Harley had breakfast with the homie this weekend?
Okay, and then Sophie from Burlington said, I went to the Glass Tree Festival in Williams Bay.
Never heard of it.
Same. Followed up by the pop-up bar at the Grand Geneva in Lake Geneva. Okay.
We were out in Lake Geneva and we missed it. What?
That's very cool. Well, let's go to, who you want to go to next? Carl and Indy?
All right. Wait, Carl, he's calling early.
I know. Carl, you got up for us. Thank God.
Carl, good morning. Buenos dias.
Morning, morning, bro.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What'd you do this weekend, Carl?
Well, I did nothing but watch football and...
I have something to say about that, actually. And what?
Carl, you want some football this weekend?
And what? And what? Listen, this is what blows my mind. We're really almost done with the season. Like, hold on. We just started football. And then I hear in the car, it's only two more games left in the season. I go, we just started.
Yeah, no, it did.
Football's so weird.
It was.
I feel
quick.
That way. Like, basketball's nonstop. Baseball's nonstop. And then football. It's like one game a week, and it's done.
One to two.
I don't understand.
The comparison compared to, you know, playing 80-something versus only playing,
crazy,
you know, almost 20-something. Yeah.
I feel like we just started.
Yeah, it definitely feels like
and
that.
And I want to say, I just want to say that both of my favorite teams, the Bengals and the Packers, lost, but the Bears still bleeping suck.
Thank you
for censoring yourself.
That was amazing. I'll say it. No, I'm just kidding. Bye, Carl. Have
Later,
a good
man.
Day.
Love, man. Peace.
I'm serious about football, man. It goes so quick. It's ridiculous.
It used to feel.
I don't understand.
It used to feel like the season was longer, right? Mm. And then you got playoffs and whatnot. Like, the season technically isn't over until basically February. So we got some time, but it feels like it's a flash.
I heard the Chiefs are out, which is good for us Taylor fans. We need a wedding to focus on.
I heard Patrick Mahomes got
out
too.
He's out too.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I didn't watch any football this weekend.
Patrick Mahomes, Micah Parsons, lots of injuries.
A lot of
let's go to Chea and Waylon in Wabaca. They're at home today. They're not in the car.
Oh no.
Yeah. Her other kid is sick, so they weren't going to daycare this morning. Hi, guys.
Morning.
Okay, what did you do this weekend? And then we will need the elf on the shelf update.
Scribbles.
What happened?
Okay, Scribbles, a few days ago, he went up north, and then Scribbles came in a little box.
Okay.
So we brought him up there.
Oh,
and then when we were up there,
he went up north.
We shot a deer.
Oh.
Scribbles has a gun? Come on.
It's a mini rifle, though.
My dad shot a deer.
God.
But Scribbles was in attendance.
I got scared.
Got it.
Scribbles got to go take an adventure in the car.
Scribbles went hunting. Yeah. This is crazy. Yeah. The elf on the shelf went hunting? Are you kidding me right now?
I thought they meant Scribbles went north, back to like the North Pole or something.
I thought he was just hanging in Manakwa, like big boys or whatever.
No.
Okay. Yes, Waylon, you were saying.
And I got my belt testing, and then today he brought us pillowcases.
Who brought you pillowcases? I'm confused.
Scribbles?
Scribbles!
Oh.
So Scribbles is bringing some presents.
Okay.
I think I like Scribbles.
Night, so Friday night, Waylon did his belt testing. He's now a green belt.
Oh, there you go. Kia! Yeah!
Yes, go
on. And then, Saturday they took a trip up north and they went hunting. And then this morning, Scribbles is up on the top shelf by the extra Christmas trees and brought them pillowcases.
Mom, next time the boys go hunting, you can come with me if you know what I'm saying. If you saw the Pato pictures, baby.
I tried to win tickets. I tried.
Too funny.
Girl, next time.
Next time, girl, next time.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I almost threw up in my mouth. This cannot be correct.
Yeah, no, you read it.
Somebody matched on a dating app with their former teacher.
Correct.
Dude, this is so creepy. I have to hear this, and then I have a story for you. No, I'll tell you now. A girl I went to high school with got out of high school and started dating one of our teachers.
Fresh out of high school?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
dang.
He was in his 20s, but it was the talk of the town.
Yeah.
And they were together for a long time, but it was like he was like 25 and she was like 18, and it was icky because he was literally her teacher. And so I think we all know what happened next. Anyway.
I had one of my former teachers get married and have kids with a former student.
Ugh.
Ugh.
It was years after. It was years after they had graduated, right? So it's like a little,
I get it.
A little different, right? And they already say you know the person you're meant to be with. they never said they were your teacher. They were your peer. They just said you met them in school.
Well, what's this person's problem?
Hear it out. Says so this is there's a Tinder teacher dilemma.
Oh, jeez.
Allie and DZ, please, I need your advice. I'm in a tricky situation, maybe even a little taboo. Picture this. I was having a final somewhat cynical swipe session on Tinder, literally right before deleting the app for good.
What?
When I matched with someone unexpected, an old high school teacher of mine. I know, I get it. Sounds like this movie, but it's reality. Late into my 20s, now establishing my career, certainly no longer a minor, and she's in her early 40s. The age range is about 15 years outside of context, which wouldn't be a big deal. However, the history changes everything. Since we matched and it popped up, I've had this internal conflict. Part of me is really curious, tempted to go on a date with her. The initial messages we've exchanged have been witty, surprisingly fun.
Ugh.
She seems a lot cooler and more interested than I ever remember her being in the classroom.
Well, she was your teacher. I wouldn't expect you to think of her in a romantic way when you were in high school, you weirdo. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Now, to be completely clear about our background, I need to absolutely know that nothing inappropriate ever happened while I was still in high school. Strictly professional as it was, and frankly, completely oblivious. I wasn't even out of the closet yet, so I was dating a boy for most of high school.
Okay.
So she's saying nothing happened for anybody wondering, did anybody ever, you know, try to exchange
it? So it's a female who matched with a female teacher?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
It's still freaking weird. This is... what the hell?
Concern isn't about legalities, isn't about ethics. Everything seems fine now. My anxiety stems entirely from the social fallout and potential judgment. I'm worried about anyone else that knows us, former classmate, former teacher, mutual acquaintances.
Because it's weird.
Even current faculty, because she's still teaching.
Yeah.
Will they be grossed out?
Why did she match with a former student? That was a choice that teacher made to swipe on that student. That's what gives me the ick.
Can you break that down? Because
in order to match with someone, you have to give them a like.
Me
so
and
that
my
teacher
wife...
gave her former student a like, which is what gives me the ick. Because now they're what? They're in their late 20s and the teacher's in her 40s. But I'm like, oh my God. The teacher had to match with you is the weird part. What? And you had to match with, oh my God.
So here it is.
I don't get it.
Please give me your unfiltered advice for someone who's genuinely matched with and feels connected with their old high school teacher on a dating app.
Are you
pursue
looking for
it?
A mom?
Do I risk the stigma?
Come on.
Do I unmatch and let the possible connection go
some
to
mommy
the past?
Issues.
All right,
that's what I say. 414-533-1037. You think fair game or what?
Can I tell you what I honestly think? And this is from me with zero representation of the
course.
Pride flag behind me because I'm a straight black dude.
What?
I think she's kind of wanting to explore a little fantasy from her high school days going, well, you know, I wasn't out of the closet in high school, right? So now...
So even if you were, you wouldn't have dated your teacher.
Wouldn't have dated a teacher.
That's
but
weird.
But now you've got a teacher that matches with you who you maybe didn't even know was on that side of the fence playing for that team. And you
okay.
go, well, maybe they know me, right? They've experienced me when I was younger. They have a little bit of my psyche, know who I was before I was out of the closet. Now I'm a whole new person. I didn't know this about them. Not saying that you're reaching for the familiar because you didn't know this about each other. But maybe there isn't something wrong here. And the only worry is the fact that we're going, ew, that's gross. They were your teacher.
Well, you wanted my unfiltered advice. That is, that was your teacher. And the fact that you both said yes on a dating app gives me the ick. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Listen, Carl said, why do I feel like this is something from an anime show nowadays where there's relationships where the students evolve with a teacher, where the teacher is highly attractive and the boy is like in the lower class?
Can I be real? So my high school...
It's called grooming right there, Carl, that you're talking about, where it's someone grooming somebody with no opportunity. Yes. Anyway, what, DZ?
My high school experience, I remember I believe it was a gym teacher who did not have this young lady directly as a student, but had her obviously around. Years later, I'm talking about years later, and I don't know exactly how many years later, see on social media that they're dating. Couple years later, see that they are now engaged. Get married. married, have a family.
It happens.
It happens. They're completely happy.
The girl I went to high school with immediately started dating our teacher when she got out of high school, and we were like, what the hell?
This can be immediate. Immediate is weird. Immediate, that makes it sound like you guys were definitely having some type of inappropriate relationship.
That's what makes it weird in the end.
Former teacher.
You know what I'm saying? This was an adult mentor when you were a child.
Yeah.
That's where it gets weird to me.
Does it feel like regardless is going to be perceived as grooming, even though now they're both consenting adults?
I don't
think
anybody's grooming. I just think it's very...
Late 20s? I thought you said something like it was grooming.
No, for the one Carl said where you got a kid with the lower class, you got some woman, you have people, I'm talking about grooming kids when their parents aren't around or you don't have the ability or whatever.
I follow.
Yeah. So anyway...
I think you're both consenting and you're worried about anybody else's ick. If you're not getting the ick for yourself, why not at least go on the one date for the one time?
Tammy and Racine said, I teach and ooh. And for the lady to still teach, just no. There's an ethical, there's something ethical going on.
Does it
on
change
here.
It if she wasn't a teacher anymore? If she didn't work with students, right?
I don't know. It's a good question. All right. Well, I can see the phones are ringing. We're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So somebody has been out of high school for 10 years and matched with their former teacher. She matched with the teacher, and the teacher's in her 40s.
Yep.
And
they're almost 30. They're almost 30.
I know. Okay.
So I'm just saying, they're almost 30. They're late 20s.
It's the relationship of the mentor-child that gives me the ick on this whole thing, even if they date 10 years later. I don't know.
What if they weren't as much of a mentor and just worked in the same facility? You know what I'm saying?
Like, worked at the school?
Yeah, you just...
That might be different.
It feels different, and it really doesn't feel like they were that much of a guiding force in your life. You just happen to match later.
Julia's in Franklin, and she's an educator, so she has a lot to say. Hi, Julia.
Morning.
I think this is icky. DZ's like, what's the big deal later in life?
It's been long enough, in my opinion.
I'm so icked out. I can't even. Like, my skin is crawling.
Nah, be real.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So don't go for it.
And there's also a layer to it that I feel like we're not even talking about. When it comes to, like, the age gap of it all also. Like, I don't want to discriminate and, like, people find your people whatever age you are.
Sure.
But, like, to me, it almost makes more sense when, like, a teacher is, like, 22 and then a person's 18 and 6 years later. Like,
that makes more sense than that. Yes, than this.
Oh, too much math. Oh.
15 years or more than, like, that's a wreck. Like, what are you doing matching with a 27 or 28 year old man? Like,
why you got those parameters set so wide in your dating pool?
And Julia, you had to swipe yes on them, which is what really icked me out. You swiped yes on your former student.
You had to swipe yes on each other, no?
Yeah, but you're
to match.
To me, you're the adult.
They're both adults.
As a teacher who teaches probably for as long as this woman has been teaching, students come and go. You have a lot of kids.
Sure.
Who knows how many of them you remember, especially if this was a student they maybe never even had, right? It was just in the same building kind of situation.
You don't remember them at all.
I'm still saying
no. Gross.
It's a hard pass for me, dog.
That's a hard no for me, dog.
Lexi and Racine said, this teacher is a predator. Why are you getting a career working with children? Makes me think you had a hidden agenda. Very ick.
This is very interesting because I feel like enough time has passed, but no, it's painting the picture that regardless, if you're an educator,
it's
you shouldn't match.
The same? Let me explain it to you. Here's an analogy, and Julia, you can tell me if this is crazy. Your parents have friends.
Yeah.
And you become an adult, and all of a sudden you start dating your parents' friends. That's not icky.
I've seen it happen.
And that doesn't make it okay. It's
weird. No, it doesn't make it okay, but
I've
seen it happen.
It's weird. To me, it's the same vibe. It's like you're now an adult figure is, I don't know, the whole thing. And after, I don't know. I can't.
No, I agree. That was honestly a pretty good comparison. Well,
thank you. Okay. Thank you. Because I couldn't think of a good one.
No, that was good. No, that was good.
That was decent. That was great for a Monday.
All right, thanks, Julia.
I appreciate you, Julia. Have a great
day. Thank you. Bye.
You guys have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Much love.
Peace. Last but not least, Ebony's on the phone. Look out.
Oh, Lord.
Look out.
Every day I'm hustling.
Hey, yo.
What up, dog?
What up? Cece from Milwaukee said, I'm on the fence about this one. It feels kind of wrong. I work with kids, and I couldn't imagine one dating one of the kids I worked with or was in the school when they were younger.
To me, the shorter age gap is more predatorial than the bigger age gap, right? Like, no?
Okay, so I don't know if this man wants to be called Arnold Schwarzenegger or something, but yeah, he got to be terminated. You can't be doing it. You can't be doing that because now.
She, yeah.
She, it's
don't
a
get
woman.
It twisted. It's too late.
Whatever. The adult, whatever. The teacher. Let's the just older. Say the teacher.
The former teacher.
Because I don't even care what whatever the gender is. The teacher.
Agreed.
Whatever it is, whatever gender it is, it's predatorial, man. Because now it makes me think. You've been looking at this student, and you've been waiting on them to hit their adult years, and now you are offered with the
opportunity
option of talking
dating
to
your
them.
Former student. Yeah,
yeah, and I'm just saying, like that can't happen. That can't happen. That's just like Allie said. That's like dating one of your parents' friends.
You're just like,
you know
the
how
hell?
That is.
Have you not seen it happen though?
Yeah, but just because you also see teachers date students, but it doesn't make it okay, Deezy. That's what we're getting at. You're going, but it happens. We're like, and I don't know. Go on.
And then it's like, okay, you with and now you run the risk of your classmates telling you. You know, like it's messy. It's messy. That's what I say.
It makes getting a chaporone for that, you know, 20-year reunion a lot easier.
Gross. Oh, God.
Get you a better fish. Maybe a fish at your age.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Both of you.
Both of you.
Both of you fix your age range. Thank you.
That part.
Please. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I'm excited. We have two special guests coming in today.
Yeah.
They have been making headlines locally, so they're going to come on the show and we're going to talk to them about what happened to them.
I love this for us. I love this for them.
I do too. We have Am I the Jerk coming up next because, you know, it's somebody that wants their husband to get rid of his car.
Oh, really now?
Oh, really now?
Yeah. And if you like that, we're also going to talk about our favorite light displays in the area.
Oh, yeah. And you know what kind of lights we talking about. We getting lit, baby.
Oh, I've only been to one light display this year, which was Country Christmas. But did you know Candy Cane Lane just celebrated 40 years?
Candy Cane Lane down 40?
It has to be the oldest one in the area. Like, there's nothing else that could top 40 years of Christmas lights. Like, I'm saying we have a lot of great displays.
I could see it being the oldest independently run. You know, because since it's a neighborhood, like, it's not really like an organization.
Yeah.
It's just people. Like, it could be the oldest independently run for sure.
You ever know anyone lived on Candy Cane Lane?
No, thankfully.
I did. It was interesting. And they eventually moved after a few years. They were over it, but they bought a house knowingly on Candy Cane Lane in West Dallas, which you have to decorate every year because it's Candy Cane Lane and they raise money for the Mac Fund. You know?
I kind of assumed it was a blood oath that you just like joined and then you were like stuck there for life. You can never sell the house. It's gotta stay in the house. It's gotta stay in the family.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
It sounds like it would be fun in the beginning. Like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, we're gonna get a house on Candy Cane Lane. And then when the winter comes, I'd be like, get off my lawn.
Off my,
like,
stop.
Literally.
Yeah. No,
I don't know if I would love having a house in one of these high trafficked areas.
I'd love the house until the house actually had to be decorated for the Christmas holiday. And then I'm going, no.
Well,
I didn't actually want to do it.
Imagine if you didn't feel like it that year. It's not a choice.
Are you kidding me?
You can't. You have to do it. You'd be like, they would out you.
You'd get taken to the back shed
you'd
if you didn't want to
trouble.
Decorate that year. Yeah. You'd wake up with your house decorated against your will.
Exactly. See,
all right, we'll get there.
I knew you'd be on my side with this one. Anyway, we're going to talk about light displays in the area later on the show, but Am I the Jerk is coming up next. And like I said, it involves a wife who wants her husband to get rid of his car.
That's, I just don't like how that's already going, man.
Can you give me
one
song, please?
Yeah, of course.
I know, we could go right into it, but you know, it's 7:27. You guys can wait 3 minutes. Am I the Jerk coming up, and then your chance at Morgan Wallen tickets when he comes to Soldier Field.
Love it.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband get rid of his sports car. Ooh.
I do not need to hear more.
Oh, really?
No,
okay.
Jokes.
She said, Allie and DZ, my husband has a love for sports cars. We aren't rich. But
jerk!
Forget you, DZ.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to control
forget
it.
Forget you.
No, I'm listening.
She said, we aren't rich, but I support his hobby. And he saves up and buys one at a time. Then he trades that one in a few years later and gets a new one. So it's not like we have tons of cars.
Okay.
I've always supported his hobby, but something happened last year We welcomed our third child, and I'm now over it. I can't drive the car because it's a manual transmission, and I don't know how to drive a shift stick.
Oh, he knows you don't know how to drive stick shift.
So I asked him to get rid of it. Time for a more practical car. Time to grow up and get a car that our whole family can ride in and that I can drive if I need to. He can have his hobby, but our second car cannot keep being a sports car. Am I the jerk for making my husband get rid of his sports car?
You guys just need a third car, then.
Girl, she can't afford it. Did you not hear? They're not rich. He trades it in one at a time.
Well,
he doesn't have seven cars in the garage like Bieber. He's not Justin Bieber.
They make Lamborghini SUVs now.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay. She's asking for a practical car.
Yeah.
Not a sports car. Yeah. She's like, I can't even drive this thing.
See,
what am I supposed to do? No. Get rid of it.
All jokes aside.
Because this is his love and his hobby. And a lot of times when people have kids, they don't want to give those things up.
Right. And then you so often you go, well, as parents, you got to give it up. But then so many parents go, no, you know what? I'm going to keep my individuality. I'm going to keep my hobby. I'm going to keep my sports car.
But not at the expense of your children.
You feel me? And then at the expense of now being able to let your wife take the car. Say there's something that happens with your main car.
Yeah.
The car that the family's always in. And you only have your sports car available.
Yeah.
Now your wife can't use it. Now you're stuck.
I get it.
Now you need to rent
100%.
Another vehicle.
This is why it's got to go.
Clearly,
dude,
though,
done. You enjoy the hobby.
Clearly, though, you can have
better get a magazine.
I get that you're not rich, but you're well off enough to have this be your hobby. People that like sports cars but can't afford to save up to buy one, just get the posters. You know what I mean?
Fair.
They don't save up to buy them, right?
Okay, so let's say they're upper middle class.
Yeah,
fine. They're not upper class. How's that?
Upper middle class doesn't mean you can afford three
cars.
That's
what I'm saying. Doesn't mean upper middle class ain't rich.
It just
means you probably have a little savings in the bank, but you're
financially
not
conscious. Exactly. Nobody's saying you could survive the apocalypse with all the bread you got.
Right.
See, I'm so torn because you want him to be happy. You want her to be happy, but you also want the logical aspect of your family's dynamic to be there. So, no, almost like, you can't force him, but you could suggest him to get rid of it.
Boy.
You've also been going along with this ride for however long.
But their lives were different. They have three kids now.
Well, what was the difference?
Somebody said.
Little difference between two and three at that point, G, for real.
Justin in West Dallas said, I'm with DZ, get a third. Does she get to drive around in a car she likes? Whatever, Justin.
Nah, I ain't that worried about it like that.
Somebody said if the car, the other car is a minivan, she's a jerk. If the other car is a small car, not the jerk.
I guess the other, what is the main car? And which is the main car? Because if the main car is the minivan, you're going to have to, come on, let that man keep the sports car. That does matter.
Somebody said, not the jerk. You can't afford a car like that when you have three kids. Go get a model car and get yourself a Wagoneer.
Ooh, dang. So it's something with sport mode that doesn't have to be a sports car is what you're saying.
Izzy in Milwaukee said, if she has a car and he has a car, they should do half on a third car, trade in the second car and save to buy a sports car. Did you not hear? They cannot have three cars. That's why he trades one in and gets it again.
Do we actually know that they can't, or she doesn't want them to have three cars?
Well, they would probably already have it then, wouldn't they?
Maybe.
Wouldn't they already have it?
Good point. No, good point.
She wouldn't be having this argument.
No, that's a good point.
You'd have it.
If they could genuinely afford it, they probably would have already had the third car.
It's a third payment. She wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband get rid of a sports car. She's like, it was fine at first, his little hobby, but now we have three kids, and I need to be able to drive the other car.
At the end of the day, fellas, we're the ones that got to sacrifice most of it anyway, bro.
No,
let it go. You got to let it go. Let it go, Poppy.
You can go drive your little car at the racetrack, okay? Or
exactly.
Whatever it's called.
Exactly. You got
to
just diminish the experience.
You don't have to quit. You just have to get a car.
You take your little hobby and go over there to the sports car. You just can't have it in your garage.
You can't be the selfish one when you decide to
have
a family.
I agree.
We have to give up so much garbage.
I get
that. Have kids, they said.
Give it all up, they said.
It'll be great. All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to everybody next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband get rid of a sports car because she's always supported his hobby. He has one car and that he drives. And she's like, we have three kids now and I'm done with it. We need something more practical, something I can drive as well. The kids can fit in. Time to grow up.
She can't drive stick shift and that sucks. I get that.
Well, let's start with Adrian in Milwaukee and see what everybody thinks. We actually have two men on the phone. Shocking that men,
big shocker.
Men came out of the woodwork for this one.
Adrian.
Weppa. Happy Monday.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk making him get rid of his sports car.
Hey, look, I get it. It's his baby. It's probably a little passion he has, but yeah. She's not the jerk.
Why?
Come on, man. You having three kids. It's time to suit up.
Let it go.
I agree. I'm just making you say it, not me. All right,
you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You really don't. I mean, if you really want, you can go get a scat pack, too.
There's things you can modify.
Get
maybe a scat pack like a charger. Get a car. Really? Just get a different
car.
Go get you something
like
that you can
a car
sit in.
That's a charger.
Yeah,
like a sports car like that you can fit in.
Yeah. Like they like the Dodge Challengers, Chargers.
Yeah.
Some
those four
door.
Recently, yeah.
Get some with a Hemi in it if you like
I
going
thought
fast.
Those were Mustangs.
And you want it to go vroom, right? You could get a scat pack or you could get a Jeep that's got the added tiger to it. You know what I mean? So there's ways around it to where you can, but this isn't about solutions.
Well, she definitely not the jerk, though.
I'll tell you what it is, though, and he's getting these stick shift cars knowing that she can't drive them. I know for a fact
course,
he's doing this.
Of course, because it's his baby.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. If I was to get, I know how to drive stick. I've known how to drive stick since I was 8.
Exactly.
Hey, let me tell you something. If I get one right now, Cheryl ain't going to be too happy about it.
Exactly.
Okay, well, then let's get to the next man on the phone. Thanks for calling, Adrian.
You too, man.
Bye.
Love. Peace.
All right, let's go to Rich in Greenfield because he does not agree with Adrian. So it's time to talk to him. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What up, man?
Buenos dias. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for making her husband get rid of his sports car. They got their third kid. She's like, I can't even drive this thing. I'm done.
Hey, in my opinion, I think that she is the jerk.
Really?
I have multiple reasons why.
Well,
right?
let me get my notes out.
Oh, the
yes.
List.
Go on, Rich. Let's hear.
All right. So the
Point
first
one.
Thing is, they already have a vehicle.
Yeah.
Right. They already have a vehicle. This is their second vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
If they want a better family vehicle, or they want a different vehicle, or she wants a vehicle or something else. All right. They can go ahead and trade in that first vehicle. They can do something different. If they want more room, they can go ahead and trade that one in and get a bigger vehicle or a better one.
Okay.
Or more up to date one or whatever they want to do.
Sure.
Right. Second. if you take this car away from that man, or, you know, I'm assuming, no, or you
was
take this vehicle
cry?
Away from that person.
A lot of his right? happiness is going to go with it, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Now,
well, maybe he needs a new hobby
man.
That's
don't
not a material
wrong,
thing.
Right?
Maybe he needs to focus on other things, like his kids. Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe,
yeah, possibly.
But anyway,
that's
go on.
That's us assuming that he doesn't, though, you know, because
true,
of his car.
True.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that vehicle is his hobby. That's something, you know, that everybody needs, you know, to take their mind away from work or the
sure.
stressors, you know, and with three kids, you know, I'm sure it's stressful. You know, you just have your third kid,
well,
you know, you got a lot going on.
Hold on,
and
I actually have a point to make amongst all your points. My uncles love NASCAR, okay?
Yeah.
They're the only ones in our family. My two uncles, my farm uncles.
They love it.
They love it, and they love cars. And let me tell you something. My uncles loved cars forever, and they didn't get an exciting car to take care of till they were, like, essentially retired.
Later.
Like, they went to races. They went and looked at car shows, and they lived their high. Hobby
yeah.
without a sports car in their garage,
sure.
right? It happens. That's all I'm saying, Rich. There's ways to live your hobby without having the actual car. Just a point.
Right, but they didn't have one already, right?
Right.
So they, yeah, I hear
this guy
they
does.
Already
but
started.
He's had one his whole life.
But he also didn't
right?
have kids when he started, did he?
But then eventually he did, right? And then eventually the third kid
right.
came, right? Like,
right, this
yeah.
person already started. This person already had it going. They
if
already,
you didn't
they
have
already
get,
had it going.
You didn't have to get rid of the sports cars for the first two kids. Why you got to get rid of it for the third kid?
They need more practicality
right.
now, see?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, you know, okay, as far as practicality, okay, right. But that's what that first vehicle is for.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is I also have two vehicles, all right? Now, my second vehicle is not a sports vehicle. You know, it's an older
Hoopty
Hoop, and we have
it.
A really nice,
uh-huh.
you know, we have a really nice first vehicle.
Uh-huh.
But my wife is always getting on me to go ahead and get rid of that second one,
mm-hmm.
get rid of that second one. And I told her, if I get rid of this second vehicle, I'm going to go buy me a vehicle that I want.
My car.
And there's going to be a stick shift as well.
Uh-huh, my
Come
car.
Come on, Rich. That's it.
And
now I'm
she
getting...
does not want... She
yeah,
doesn't want
shocking.
Stick shift. But here's the thing.
Why doesn't she learn stick?
Even though she doesn't want stick shift, even though she doesn't want stick, and we do have kids, you know, even though she doesn't want stick, I do 99.9% of the driving.
Well, maybe she Heard. Doesn't want to have to shift when she's handing the goldfish back to the kids in the back seat.
You know.
Maybe that's a problem, Rich.
Them
but
kids
I
can
digress.
Wait on the goldfish. You shouldn't
anyway.
Be eating in the car anyway.
All right, you know. Rich, you know what?
But,
fine, you defended your point.
But if we take the vehicle away from that, if we take the vehicle away from him,
resentment.
You're going to be taking away his pride or something that he really relies on,
sure.
something that he really works on.
So that's why you
and
say
then,
jerk.
You know, yeah,
you
yeah,
know what?
Exactly.
You might have brought
now,
me around. Now, I don't know how, but you did.
Now, one more thing.
What?
One more thing. Please.
One more?
Thing, all right.
What?
One more thing.
Mega fast.
Now, if it was the other way around, people would say, why are you going to take the vehicle away from her? Okay.
I don't
when
think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
No, I think
I don't
I'm trying
know.
To think of an equivalent of what a woman might have that was unnecessary, that was a hobby, something that she keeps in her house.
Collection of purses and heels
They're,
to match.
Okay,
collection
fine.
Of purses, you know.
The designer purses and heels to match.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to get rid of those. So we need space for the baby to turn your walk-in closet into a nursery now.
You know what? We're not looking for solutions. We're looking
yeah.
for is she the jerk or not, Rich? So we're going to talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
He says jerk.
You got to let him keep that vehicle.
Right.
You don't want to take him away. Otherwise, he's going to be a sad family man.
Everyone will suffer for
well,
it. I actually agree.
He might be sad like a lot of parents. Welcome to life.
That part.
Welcome to life.
Rich, love, man. Holla at you later, brother. Peace.
You guys have a good one. Thanks.
You too, man.
I literally.
You're not wrong, though. You're not wrong.
I literally called my child this weekend when I was at my friend's house, and he was so rude to me on the phone. And then I hung up, and he texted, sorry. And I went, you knew you hate being a parent, you love being a parent.
You
Welcome
realize,
to life.
You realize I was about to be at your neck.
Welcome.
But no, you really are
it's
very.
Give and take.
Very so on point with the give and take.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why do you think I don't own a motorcycle yet, dog?
Allison's
Sacrifice.
In Sheboygan. We're going to go to her. She's got to be the tiebreaker. Hi, Allison.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I am fired up from that last guy, let me tell you.
Ooh, Rich, she's coming for you. All right, Allison, what you got? Jerk or not the jerk for making him get rid of the sports car?
She's not a jerk, and let me tell you. The things that she has had to give up for having children and being a mom and pulling it all together, and the fact that he has to get rid of a car and get a practical car, cry me a river.
What are the things that we know for a fact she has had to give up as a mother that we heard in the story? What are the things?
Where do we start?
No, these are all things that we're projecting as our givers.
Our life. Right. I mean.
I get that.
Exactly.
Did she say that?
No, but don't tell me that she didn't. Every mom has to do that.
I understand that, but we can't project our happenings onto their situation.
Somebody said rich is one of the main reasons women divorce. Oh, God. Ouch. Which is what Allison's feeling, that he comes across selfish, right?
Yeah.
That he's like, my car is my stuff. And she's like, we're a family, and that's not practical for our family.
No, it ain't.
I don't have anything, and you got a car. And I guess what I have? Nothing, because welcome to life. So you might
would
come in the
easier?
Middle where you go, we all deserve hobbies, but there are a lot of sacrifices and a lot of things I want to do as a parent. I can't anymore because I'm a parent.
Could
and
you
I'm
meet
busy.
In the middle and learn how to drive stick shift so that you could at least use that secondary car? Because the only reason you can't drive that secondary car is because you don't know how to drive stick shift.
Assuming everybody
absolutely
fits
not.
In.
Not even a chance. I don't know how to drive stick shift. I made a car like totally conk out one time. No, thank you. I won't be doing that.
Not willing to do it. You just gonna make him get rid of it.
He doesn't have to give up this hobby forever.
That's
it's
true.
It's temporary.
It's you
I mean,
have,
he can
you
come
have
back
kids.
To it
that's right.
whenever.
Yeah.
When they're older.
Tanya and Kenosha said, not the jerk. If he wants to keep it, then why can't he drive that? Don't leave it for the family. She gets the family car. Snowing, suck it up, buddy. You wanted the sports car? You drive it.
100%.
Oh, put
oh,
him
yeah.
in a little car in like a snowstorm.
Don't feel bad for him in any scenario. You want the sports car, you're going to have to drive that little Porsche through that storm. Yes. Yes, 1,000%.
It's about space for the kids, though. Once you hit the three, it changes the type of car you can have. It changes, especially if you got car seats.
Yeah.
That's
oh, yeah,
hard,
I mean, car
you
seats
know?
Matter. But you with SUV sports cars nowadays, mm-hmm. man, yeah.
Allison said, not
the jerk.
The jerk.
Get rid of that car.
Any other points before we let you go, Allison? Since you're fired up, I don't want you to leave still mad.
Come on now.
Get it out, girl.
Put it on the table.
No, I'm good. Thank
okay,
you, guys.
Well,
love you.
We
Allison,
love you back.
I'm the Allison who leaves and goes, and another thing. Thanks for calling.
You.
Bye. You know how it is. You hang up and you go, I wasn't done.
Actually,
I got another point.
All the time.
Not the jerk for making him get rid of the sports car.
How much y'all selling it for?
Stop it.
I'm in the market.
You have a 2 and a 4-year-old. Knock it off.
I don't got 3 kids. I'm good. And I know how to drive stick. My wife's chill.
You're crazy. All right. We have to give away these tickets now. 414. Somebody said Allie hates men. She'll never agree with one.
Okay. That's cap. That is cap.
I have 2 sons. Okay.
Yeah. False.
Period.
Period. Duh.
Thank you. But anyway.
We got stuff to do,
so
bro.
Many jokes
yeah,
I want to make.
Nope.
You want to go see Morgan Wallen? 414-533-1037. Morgan Wallen is going to be at Soldier Field, everybody. Yes, going to be there on June 19th of 2026. Let's take caller 19 right now.
Let's do it.
414-533-1037. If you are caller 19, you're going to go see Morgan Wallen at Soldier Field. Heck yeah, everybody.
If you did the math, yes. Morgan
Country
Wallen, Juneteenth.
Music. Here we go. Good luck. Kiss FM. Whale. Gotta give away these tickets. And then our special guests are here, everybody. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. All right, it's Allie and DZ. Amanda's on the phone in West Bend. Let's talk to her. Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing on a Monday morning?
Yeah, what's West Bend doing?
I'm on my way to work.
Ah, that doesn't sound fun. You getting any time off for the holidays?
No.
Oh,
no, what
on.
Do you do for work?
What
that
the
sucks.
Heck?
I'm an NDP specialist and a certified welder.
NDP specialist
the
and
hell?
A certified welder. The back half, I know what that means. You're a certified welder. But NDP?
I have no idea.
NDP is non-destructive testing. So I do dye pen, MIG, particle, and X-ray.
Non-destructive testing. So you do X-ray testing?
Yes, metal parts.
She works with lasers. Let's just put it like that. She works with lasers.
My brain cannot comprehend how smart you are. This is fantastic. Well, Amanda, I have good news. You're going to see Morgan Wallen.
Yeehaw.
You're going to Soldier Field on June 19th next summer. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a good time at the show. Somebody's going to be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Dang. Just when you think you don't know about the jobs in the world, you hear about something random like that, dude.
NDT.
It's crazy.
Non-destructive testing. Mm-mm. And she also works with certified welding. Bro, she works with high pressure heat, fire, and just lasers.
Crazy. Well,
she's cool.
We're going to have more and more. Morgan Wallen tickets because he's going to be at Soldier Field next summer. We'll have those every day this week around this time. And there is a huge prize pack for the Wisconsin State Fair up for grabs on our website this week. One person's going to win a giant prize package that includes cream puffs, parking passes. I mean, there's so many things.
One.
It's one of those. Yeah. So
it's
go, one of them. Go submit and try to win anytime you want. When you have a free moment, go to our website and enter to win that on our contest. Okay. Our special guests are here.
They are here.
They're adorable. And I can hear them giggling. Yeah, uh-huh. It only took weeks to get them in.
Weeks, bro. Coordinating schedules.
They're very busy, and we're going to find out why.
That part.
Coming up next, two local guests who made headlines, and we invited them in, and you'll find out why coming up next. After Rosé and Bruno Mars, 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ. Good morning. It was so nice of them to take off work to come to the KISS FM studios.
Honestly, though,
DZ, 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. I'm very excited now to welcome our guests who it took weeks to get them in here because they have jobs. And I was like, what, you got to work or something?
Oh, rude. Come on. Drop it all. Come in. And talk to us.
Welcome to the show, Sabrina and Gio. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're a local couple, and the reason we decided to have them on was because I saw you on the news. And according to my son, you're only famous in this city if you're on the news, not the radio.
That
just
part.
So you know, that's what my son Hudson says.
Oh, thanks.
So y'all are cooler than us
you're
by
cool.
default.
Way cooler. Wow. Way cooler because you were on the news. No, you guys got engaged at Southridge Mall, and we have so many questions. Like, I saw this on the news and I was like, I have so many questions, including the fact that I love Southridge and I want to know where and when and what and how and why and who are you and hi guys.
First things first, congratulations on the engagement.
So you guys from the area, from Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go to high school?
I went to Nathan Hale High School in West Dallas.
Nice. Yeah. Gio?
I went to Martin Luther in Greendale.
Hey, there it is.
And how old are you guys?
I'm 25.
And I'm 26, and she turned 25 as of yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Belated birthday. He said, I'm going to say that.
Okay.
Get the credit. How long have you guys been dating?
It's been about 6 years.
Oh, so. You've been dating since you were like 19, 18?
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
The good old Bumble.
Oh, yeah. Snap. I was thinking maybe you guys met through mutual friends, high school, whatever, because 'tis the age,
not
right?
Anymore.
Not anymore.
You ask people nowadays, they all meet on apps.
Good old Bumble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we did learn that Gio was kind of connected to my now best friend, though. So,
you guys knew
I don't know.
Of the same people.
Yeah.
So then you guys graduate from high school and you guys met on Bumble. Mm-hmm. What were you doing at the time? Were you working or in college?
I was enjoying my last few months of freedom before going to college.
Mm-hmm. We feel that.
Gio?
Yeah, and I started working right away.
You did.
Okay.
That's the reason Gio had to get off work today. Mm-hmm. So you tell them you're here and we have proof now, Gio.
We got all the proof. Man, so where did you guys get engaged inside of Southridge Mall? Where at and why?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, well, we got, it was like after hours. It was like on a Sunday after they closed.
Set it up for you to come after hours?
Yeah.
You got the Oh, you can.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Rewind.
Right.
And how did you? So you had to contact somebody at Southridge, I'm assuming, to set that up.
Yeah. So I called like the general manager of Southridge.
Yeah.
And you know,
you just called him up. Told him my story. Gio said, "I'm gonna just call the manager of Southridge."
Hey, girl. No. What
Googled
you doing?
Googled it. Okay. And then they say what? Come on in.
Well, yeah. After they kind of learned about like our story and kind of about, we have a little like a history with Southridge. After they kind of learned about that, they're very interested
in Gio,
coordinating.
Don't be shy.
Proposal.
Please.
Get on that microphone, Gio. Don't be shy.
Please
okay.
share about the story and little history that you guys have with Southridge because that's not common, man.
What happened? How is Southridge connected to you guys?
My parents and her parents both worked all worked there.
So
all four of them all worked there at some point.
They went
the what's the pizza called?
It was Sbarro.
At the time, it was Sbarro and then Villa was there.
Oh, I remember when Villa was there. So your parents both worked at all of them worked at Southridge at one time or another.
Yeah.
They knew each other. They worked together.
Did they know each other?
I think our moms might have went to high school together, but I don't know how well they knew each other.
Yeah.
It's such a cool thing though when you meet someone and they meet on Bumble, Sabrina and Gio, and then they're like talking about their lives and then all of a sudden they're like, like, my mom and dad worked at Southridge, and he's like, my mom and dad worked at Southridge. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So you discover everybody worked at Southridge, and then
and just, you know, growing up and after high school, being right there, where I was always kind of there, and then kind of
looking for the honeys.
Her.
He was looking for the honeys at Southridge. Gio was looking for the honeys at Southridge,
and you happened to be there one day. I better believe it. Yeah.
Probably. We'll never know.
So then you guys realize you have that in common. You match on Bumble. And then where was your first date?
It was at Southridge.
Look at you guys.
It was.
And tell me what happened. Sabrina, walk us through the first date at Southridge. Because they got engaged at Southridge recently. So I had to have them in. And I have so many questions. Tell us everything, Sabrina.
So we started at the Bistroplex. We went to go see the live action Lion King. Mm. And then afterwards, we didn't want to stop hanging out. So we went over to Southridge Food Court. And Gio got Rocky Rococo's. And I just got some fruit. Because, you know, girls don't really like to
girl
eat.
Girl dinner.
Not on the first day.
And then we just chatted, and that was our first date.
Did you know he was the one on the first date?
I had a feeling. I really did. Yeah,
really?
I did.
Look at him smiling. Yeah. What about you, Gio? Did you know she was the one?
I'm still not convinced, but
hey, spoken like a real G, Gio.
Nobody's safe.
No.
He's
for
funny.
Real, we didn't.
He's low-key funny because he said, I'm still in. No vertical yet.
So then you call Southridge, Gio, and say, hey, you know, I want to get engaged here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they say they let you do it after hours.
Yeah. It was kind of a long process. They had their like marketing people like involved with that.
I bet.
Before they wanted to take pictures.
Yeah. And then part of it is because they have their 55th anniversary.
Oh, it coincided with the celebration they got going on.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling these ties.
Uh-huh. So, you know, telling them, hey, this is where we sat, where we're at a first date. So they were able to set up a big...
you did it at the same table you had your first date at?
Oh, you a thinker, my boy. You a thinker.
And they actually, coordinated with Rocky Rococo's too. Having that like on the first date. So they got a heart-shaped pizza.
Oh my God, I don't even like love and I'm getting emotional. Oh, you guys. Go on. So he gets a heart pizza.
And then they set like a marry me and flowers kind of big thing. So
yeah. I'm loving the ties. I mean, listen, that's where they had their first date. Mm-hmm. That's where you went, for, you know, during high school in the area to go shop just to be. And then your parents work there. There's connections, not to mention just being in the city, bro. My guy. So where'd the ring come from? Because you had to have a ring,
right? We're talking to Sabrina and Gio, who got engaged at Southridge, made news. And I said, you're coming in. Well, I have questions. And we're finding out their whole story, like their first date was at Southridge.
Let me find out the rings from Southridge. Let me find out.
Is it?
No.
Oh, but okay.
The ring, the cool thing though with the ring is my dad bought the ring for my mom from the same guy.
Oh.
And then my grandpa bought the ring from the same guy too.
So
same person, same store.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
It's like a long line of this jeweler giving. And did everyone's marriage last?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
There it is. There it is. I had to look away
when I asked that because I was like, is everyone still there?
Everybody's still good. Everybody's still good.
Okay. So wait, then I have more questions. I just have questions and questions. So you decide you're going to propose at Southridge, Gio.
Yeah.
Because you guys had your first date there in 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And then how do you convince Sabrina to go to the mall when it's closed? Like, I don't understand. What was your trick to get her there?
Yeah. So we went to the food court before, so we went to a movie.
You took her to a movie at Bistroplex at Southridge?
Yep.
Okay.
Recreated the first date.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's right. Uh-huh. And then I like fake lost my wallet. And
that seems
I had
real.
To
had to go to call, security.
Yep, called security and they like let me in. And
genius.
Like we walked together and like no one's in there, all that kind of stuff. And
what are you thinking, Sabrina? He just lost his wallet.
She's annoyed.
She's like this dummy.
Maybe I don't love this dude. He be losing his wallet.
Yeah.
No, I was like, wouldn't they just like bring you your wallet? Why do we have to walk and go get your wallet?
Smart.
That's why I was like,
women.
Oh.
Too much of a thinker.
Women always want the details. Yeah. She's smart. She's like, why are we going inside?
You do something cute, Gio, and they're out here thinking of all the logic. Be like, why can't the security guard just bring you the wallet?
Right.
You're like, just come with me to get the wallet, girl.
Champion.
But At what, Sabrina, did you have an idea something shady was going on at that point? Or you still thought you were going to get his wallet inside Southridge when it was closed?
I don't remember the point, but I think I knew. I started taking off my cardigan because I was like, oh, this cardigan looks ugly. Like, I think he's going to propose. I had an idea. I had an idea.
Once you smelled pizza, you were like, wait, everything should be closed.
My favorite thing is she rips off her cardigan and goes, like, this isn't going to be cute. You know?
I know somebody's taking a picture somewhere. Let me take this off. My top on bottom is cuter.
We are on camera right now, okay?
Yeah. No, I kind of saw the candles a little bit. And so I kind of saw it.
The ominous glow gave it away. The ominous glow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we got to play a song and then we're going to come back. We got more questions for you. Sound good?
Sounds good. We're talking
to Sabrina and Gio, who got engaged at Southridge, and quite the cute romantic story. I love this. We're going to talk to them more next. Okay, we're back. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station, with Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So if you were listening before the commercials, we had our special guests in here, Sabrina and Gio, who got engaged at Southridge Mall. What was the date of your engagement, you guys?
September 7th.
It's been that long.
It's been a minute.
Because when I messaged you, Sabrina's like, well, Gio's got to get off work. Yes. And can we come in on December 15th? And I was like, damn.
Okay.
I was like, I guess. I mean, it's weeks away, but okay. Still a cool story. So why not?
Had to come get a day in. two weeks in advance. You know what I'm saying?
I mean...
So it's been fun learning about you guys. We know that Sabrina went to Nathan Hale.
Yep.
And Gio went to Martin Luther King. Because, you know, people are listening going, I think I know her.
I might know Gio.
Is that Sabrina from Nathan Hale? Oh, hey, girl. So you guys got engaged at Southridge. We found out you have quite the story. You had your first date at Southridge. And so Gio, which was adorable, got them. They shut down the mall. You took her in there after hours, told her you forgot your wallet. And they had everything set up. Now, where were we? So the engagement was at the table you sat at on your first date.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sabrina, you walk up and what do you see? Seriously, you think you're going to get his wallet. What happens next?
Well, there's that big sign. It says marry me and all the candles.
With
and
the
it's
flowers.
So cute. Yeah, it's really cute. And then we walk a little further to the food court and they have a whole table set up. There's like heart-shaped pizza from Rocky Rococo.
Hell yeah.
And then candles and drinks and it was cute. It's,
And then did you guys set a date yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
August 1st,
which is the day that we started dating.
Yeah.
Y'all be thinking about all the little details. Look at you.
Wait, are you getting married at Southridge?
We are not.
Sound disappointed.
Fine.
I didn't even think of that.
No.
That would have been genius.
But it would.
You should go there and take pictures. Like get a trolley or something, you know, one of these.
Oh.
Or just have someone drive you. Who cares?
They still got the little holiday train, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Hop on the little holiday train, do some engagement photos in the train, driving it around.
Okay, now I'm divorced, you guys, which is not a nice thing to bring up right now. So engagement photos send me over the edge. Did you do engagement photos? I won't judge you.
Not really.
Are you gonna?
I don't think.
Are we still doing them? Nah, maybe
some people aren't.
Maybe we've evolved.
Maybe they're thinking of the past.
Maybe that was old school.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking save the dates when you guys send stuff out. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like why you do the engagement.
Well, maybe they don't want anybody there.
Well, that's another one of the questions. What's the wedding going to be like? Is it big? Is it small?
Is there Rocky Rococo? Are we invited?
Yeah. These are a lot of things we didn't think about.
Oh, girl. I got you.
Rocky Rococo's could be like the late night meal.
That's right.
You bring it in, and it could be like a little to-go. Everybody gets a personal cut pizza.
You should have it sponsored like a NASCAR. Like, when I got married, that was my goal. I was like, my dress is going to be like a NASCAR. Like, whoever wants to join in, like Rocky Rococo, put a logo on my dress. Let's have it.
The dress from Southridge. The suit from Southridge. The food from Southridge. Sponsored by Southridge.
Not an ad, but it should be, because I love a good Southridge Mall visit when I'm in the mood.
Keep that general manager's number, bro. Hit them up.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
Our old ass is over here telling them how to get married. Like, they care about our input.
Why aren't you guys taking notes? We're putting you on game, youngins.
Come on, guys.
Oh, we're so old.
No, DZ's been married for 100 years. DZ, you got any wedding advice for them or marriage advice?
I'm actually loving this because you guys don't know this about me, right? But my wife and I were engaged inside of a mall as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I went and had a job interview in Madison. And I was like, oh, you know, come with me. We didn't really dress nice. See, as I don't necessarily still dress nice, right?
Yes, you do.
But I was like, you know, I don't really wear suits. I don't wear ties. And for a job interview, you tend to spruce it up.
Oh, that's how you got, you convinced her and you dressed up.
Because I dressed up. And I was like, let's have a date. You know, let's make a day out of it. Come with me. She did not want to go. She was adamant. She was like, ugh. So I told her family, I'm like, hey, y'all, convince her to come with me to Madison. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Her sister knew I was planning to propose because her sister worked at the K Jewelers that I got the ring from.
Oh.
Ironically, a place that I slid by on this weekend. But then I go, finally convince her, and she's a little upset that she's got to now drive with me to Madison and wait while I do this job interview. So I drop her off at the nearest place. It's a mall, right? She's alone while I go do this interview.
In Madison.
Finally, I get done, and she's frustrated. We're like, you know what? Let's just get some food, and let's go home. I coordinated with the K Jewelers. I had popped down on one knee as we're like pretending to look down at the rings just to make sure. Is this the one you want? She was like, yeah, that's it. And I was like, no, girl, this is the one. And I'm getting down on one knee. And then she felt bad for being a jerk the whole time. But we got engaged inside of a mall too, bro. Mm-hmm. Y'all story is more cool because we've got zero ties to that mall.
Yeah, but they're still married. Well. You're still married at least, and you still like happily like each other.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, for the most part. I mean, that's marriage. You know.
Keep the energy you guys have. My advice is keep the energy you guys have. Seriously.
I like how your body language. Like, look how I know you have to share a mic, but look how they're sitting. Like, she's kind of got her arm. Like, he's leaned back into her. And trust me, I'm big into body language. She's kind of like, you know, she's got this cute, like, you know, matriarch arm around him, yet he's still kind of leading in the front. I don't know. I'm just digging it.
Keep the energy you guys have about y'all, man. Yes.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I love this. So we're talking to Sabrina and Gio, who got engaged at Southridge. We found out they're not getting married there. And we're excited for you guys. A local couple. You've been together 6 years. You said you're going to keep it small. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty small.
They didn't even know they were on the news.
No. You guys didn't know you were on the news?
This is so 2025. They said they don't watch the news. I go, I saw it on Facebook, if I'm being honest. on the news on Facebook.
Fair.
Or Instagram. I tried to find you on Instagram, but I found you on Facebook.
Yeah.
So,
I love this, man.
This is cool.
You guys, seriously, keep the energy, keep the aura.
Thank you.
Just keep being you guys. Mm-hmm. That's the advice I got.
We just wanted to have you in and congratulate you. And I love the cool story. It's so local. We live for that. And you guys got engaged at Southridge. So, will you keep us updated on everything?
Of course.
Did you say you're house hunting right now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
I can't even imagine house hunting. Good luck, you guys. You got this.
House hunting, planning a wedding, coming on air with Allie and DZ. Y'all are busy.
Yeah.
Booked and busy.
Well, Sabrina and Gio, thanks for joining us this morning. Congrats on your engagement.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tell your family we said hi. Everyone that worked at Southridge, hi. I probably came and saw you at some point.
I'll be at Chicago Code all the time getting clothes.
All right. Thanks again for coming in. Coming up next, we're talking light displays. Look out, everybody. Kiss FM.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Shout out to Sabrina and Gio, who just came in and were on the air with us because they got engaged at Southridge. So cute.
They're cuties, man. Good luck.
We just sent them on their way. Okay, so we have to pivot now because I want to talk about light displays in this city. Pun intended. Candy Cane Lane celebrating 40 years. And I looked at it and I go, that's got to be the oldest running light display in the area. And there's a lot now.
Like, there's a lot.
We were at Country Christmas out in Waukesha at the Ingleside, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it's a fan favorite.
I love Country Christmas. Go every year, drive through, love the free trains at the end. Phenomenal,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you got Candy Cane Lane, which, you know, is free.
Over there in Stallus.
Mm-hmm, just drive through, maybe donate something for the Mac Fund, you know, drop in. But there's a lot of light displays.
Doesn't Cathedral Square do some lights now basically too at like yearly lights?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. They have a big one, and the other big one is at De Pere Park or whatever it's called, right by the Marcus Center downtown. It's on the other side of the park with the pavilion. It's De Pere.
We haven't been.
Totally lit up. The boys and I saw it when we went to see the Grinch at the Marcus Center.
Is it new?
No, it's always lit up there at De Pere Park. It's right on Old World 3rd Street, which is not Old World 3rd Street anymore. It's like, you know, where all the bars are, and there's a huge park on the corner.
Yeah, right off the river. I guess I didn't think of that as a Christmas display, just because they normally have Christmas trees for sale there sometimes, right? Like over there around the corner.
No, total lights now. It's me and the boys walk through it. It's all lights.
Huh? No, we bought Christmas trees from there in the past years ago.
There was no Christmas. I don't think you can buy a tree there.
Really? We're thinking of a different park then.
Maybe. It's right in the center of downtown.
Yeah.
Catty corner from State Street Pizza Pub. You walk another block, you'd see Pfizer. Look, not the point.
Yeah, they sell trees there.
Oh, they do?
Over, like, not too far from Benihana's?
Yeah.
Right there. We've bought trees there from there before. Yeah.
All I saw were lights. That's really cool. Yeah. Okay, so the point is, where are the best light displays in southeastern Wisconsin? Because I don't even know what... I feel like I need to get back on my game.
Yeah. Well, what's the one in Caledonia? The Caledonia
Jellystone Christmas
Carnival of Lights, man. I know that's a huge fan favorite for them Caledonia areas.
Yeah. 414-533-1037. What's your favorite local light displays, honestly? Like, I want to know. Because I do the same ones every year, and it might be time to evolve. I've done Jellystone, I've done Country Christmas, and I've done Candy Cane Lane. What are the other hot spots, everybody? I know there's a ton of them.
Yeah, there has to be more than the ones we're thinking of, right?
I know there is.
I think Brown Deer Park got one that's starting up. It's like the Winter Glow Wonderland, whatever that I've seen. Yeah, I've seen some advertisement for it.
Somebody said Yogi Bear Park in Caledonia has an amazing light drive-through. That's Jellystone, I think.
Is it Jellystone? That's the one.
You can walk, drive, do a sleigh ride. Country Christmas is like that in Pewaukee.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you know what? We're going to talk to you guys next. It's the holiday season. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
It really is. It's the first day of Hanukkah, too.
It is.
Happy Hanukkah.
Is it the first or the second?
I don't know.
My parents told me yesterday, Happy Hanukkah.
I think it's the... I was told it's the first. I could be wrong, but I am not the Jewish one in the room. You tell me.
Yeah, I've got menorahs out and I have no idea. Look at me. Oh my God. We're talking your light displays right now and the favorite ones that you guys like in the area. We're just going to go straight to the phones on Allie and DZ. Let's start with Hector in Kenosha.
Hector.
Hey, Hector.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Wepa, ¿cómo estamos, Hector?
Doing good. Yes.
Oh, now you got to go to English. Okay, fine. Anyway, Hector, what's your favorite light displays? What do you got for us?
It's got to be Christmas Lane in Kenosha. It's about a block and a half of all lights. If the weather is right, you walk it. But if not, you drive around and it's just as good.
It's called Christmas Lane in Kenosha?
It's like a candy cane lane, it sounds like. Is it similar? Have you ever been to Candy Cane Lane, Hector, in West Dallas?
I have not, but it's on my list.
Okay. It's got to be similar. And Candy Cane Lane's free because it's turned 40 this year. That's why I had to bring up Candy Cane Lane's got to be one of the oldest.
He says if it's warm, it's you walk houses. It. It's got to be houses.
You can walk Candy Cane Lane or you can drive it in West Dallas. Mm-hmm. It's like 92nd in Oklahoma-ish. But yeah, okay.
When the weather's nice, even when it's cold, people be out there with a hot chocolate walking around, loving it.
Oh, neighborly. Mm-hmm.
Yes, correct.
Well, that's
it's
good.
About a block and a half of full houses.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you. Well, if we get down to Kenosha, we're going to check it out. Okay, Hector?
K-Town, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Okay.
Love, man. We will let you know.
You
appreciate
know whose
it, Hector.
House? It's probably Bella and Kenosha the way she decorates.
You think it's a block? It's just Bella's.
Spray her house. Spray her house.
You know, you're probably
God,
right.
You know
probably
it.
Right.
Let's go to Holly in Plymouth. Let's go the other way. Let's go north by Sheboygan. Hey, ooh. Holly.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning. We're talking the best light displays around town. And DZ and I have both done Country Christmas at the Ingleside. I've done Yogi Bear Park in Caledonia.
What's that? Plymouth used to have something. I can't remember.
What do you got?
Well, so not in Plymouth. But Sheboygan, there's Evergreen Park. And I don't know, like, the exact, if they have, like, the holiday name for the light display, but Evergreen Park, once the sun goes down, you just drive a couple of miles and you set your radio station.
Is it free?
And you just drive through, like, a whole few miles of, like, a lit display.
Am I mistaken? Music. Is Evergreen Park the one that used to be across the street over by the quarry?
Yep, exactly.
I have no idea. DZ went to Lakeland. So
I went to Lakeland.
He knows Sheboygan well.
Exactly, right across the quarry.
Evergreen is across from the quarry. They do have beautiful light displays. Mm-hmm. We only got the chance to go once, but she's not wrong.
Is it on Calumet Drive in Sheboygan?
Calumet. It's on Calumet.
Yeah, it's called
Calumet.
Making.
And it's amazing.
Called...
And the only thing that they really request is that you bring like a food donation.
That's Candy Cane Lane, which is a choice.
This isn't a park,
thing.
Though. Yeah. This isn't a park. Like, imagine like a Jellystone, but you know, same donation concept. Yeah.
You better.
Memory unlocked.
It's called Making Spirits Bright by the Sheboygan County
Thank
Rotary
you.
Club. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Good one.
Beautiful.
Well, thanks for sharing, Holly.
Solid pull.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Quite
Thank
the
you.
Christmas name, don't you?
In the holiday
I hear that
spirit.
A lot, but I was born in November.
It makes
Dude,
sense.
Dude, this is weirding me out because my friend has a daughter, Holly, born in November. Okay, I'm not even going to ask any more questions before this gets weird.
Future
okay.
self.
Thanks for calling, Holly. Bye.
Much
care.
Love, you
True
too.
Story.
Happy holidays.
My friend Shelly, her daughter, Holly, born in November.
Yeah.
Can't even make it up.
Crazy.
All right, let's go to Allison and Racine. We're talking your favorite light displays in the area.
We know Allison.
Mm-hmm. She got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. We're getting everybody today because I have light displays I need to go see. Allison?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Brittany in West Bend said, what about Enchantment in the Park in West Bend? You can donate 10, I believe. I've seen that one that's at the, like, where the animals are.
Is it?
I
We've
think
never
so.
Been.
I think so. Anyway, Allison, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I am a sucker for a beautiful Christmas light display. It's my favorite thing to do around the holiday.
Agreed.
Tell us everything.
Agreed.
So how many do you go to? You go to all of them or what?
We go to a ton. My husband is extremely patient with me and drives Aww. Me everywhere I want to go to see the Christmas lights.
Oh, that's so sweet. So
we have been to Candy Cane Lane, which I love.
Okay.
In Kenosha, the guy did mention the Christmas lane. However, it's about 12 blocks now.
It's big.
What?
It's big.
That's way bigger than Candy Cane Lane.
He
Candy
said
Cane
it was
Lane's
a mile.
Like
yeah.
six.
It's
much more expanded. There's usually Santa out there at one of the houses almost every night. One or two of the houses do free
Dang.
Hot chocolate. So it's definitely a thing
That's
to do.
Cool. That's
that
cool.
Is, yeah, we're going to have to hit K-Town.
I'm going to make a Hanukkah lane. You know what? I'm going to make a Hanukkah lane.
I'll join.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Why not? That would be fun. Yes, I agree.
Anyway, sorry, Allison, you were saying.
There's another one also still in Kenosha. It's at actually Washington Park Golf Course. You walk through it. It's about a half a mile. And they have it all through the whole golf course, through the trees and everything.
As soon as you said golf course,
like
you lost easy. He started thinking about golf and then checked out.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Know, whatever.
But it's free. It's free to walk through,
Ooh.
So it's definitely cool.
Now I'm back. And it's now I'm back.
I know the police are, I believe the police, the Kenosha police are putting
hold on.
It on.
Hold on. Oh, I thought I was about to get arrested. I'm like, hold on. Yeah, no. Slow down. All right, cool.
And then the other one is Lake Geneva, the Grand Geneva Resort.
Ooh, I've never
so
been to Lake Geneva.
They have the horse-drawn buggy carriages that will take you through all the lights Or you can drive or walk through them.
Of course, okay. Lake Grand Geneva does that whole picturesque.
Well, Allison,
amazing.
There's two other people on the line, and I'm going to see if you left anything for them. Let's go find out. Allison, we love you.
Love you guys, too. Bye. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, I heard the zoo lights are good, but I've never been. I was hoping someone would call to talk about it.
Sammy wants to go to the zoo lights. Aww. We also haven't gone to these.
I've never done the zoo lights at the hall. We're talking the local light displays. Let's hit up Tyler in New Berlin. Tyler, thank you for being so patient. Good morning.
Morning.
We're talking your favorite light displays. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so this one's local adjacent, but I went to school in Madison, okay. And I love this light display. It's called, Holiday Fantasy and Light, and it's in Madison. So okay. If you're looking for a little day trip about an hour away,
sure.
It's a huge light display at one of their parks right on Monona Lake. And my friends and I, when I was in school there, would go there every single year, and they have a whole bunch of like hot chocolate stuff, and it's huge. You drive through it.
Tyler,
it's
I wrote in Holiday Fantasy of Lights. I ended up in Florida. That was not the right one, I don't think.
This is in Madison, right?
Oh, perfect. Now I see it. Oh, cool.
Because it's Lake Monona, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
cool.
Correct.
Very nice. This is cool. Man, I like it that it's a little day trip. And the good news is when you have littles, I don't know if you have kids, Tyler, but since it gets dark at 4.
You could be back.
You could be back by bedtime.
You good to go, and they don't know no different.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for calling, Tyler.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too, man. Peace.
We're talking to the best light displays in the area.
You want to know a light display that I actually might be a part of that I've never seen in my life?
What?
We said it already, but the Christmas Carnival of Lights, when I worked here on the first time, I recorded to be Evie the Evergreen.
What?
I need to go check it out. I might still be Evie the Evergreen for a number of years. They contracted me to be the voice of their Christmas tree that would play at the Christmas Carnival of Lights.
Oh, that's cool.
I always told myself I'd go to hear myself, and I never went.
And you never did, and now these years people have heard you and probably not realized that that's funny.
Who knows if it's still even the same one? We got to go.
Elena from Waukesha said, good morning, Allie and DZ. The two I really like are the Miller High Brewery. Yep, I forgot the brewery, the Miller Lights.
I forget every year.
And the Big House in Muskego. Let's go to, last but not least, Amanda's in Racine. We're talking your favorite holiday light displays. Amanda!
Nailed it.
All right. I'm assuming you're not going to say Illuminate in Cedarburg because you're in Racine. You're not going to say that one right.
No, somebody, I'm not going that far.
Somebody texted that in. They said Santa every night. They're open and all the funds support a dozen nonprofits. Very cool.
Cool.
What do you got, Amanda?
Yeah, I'm surprised Allison and Racine didn't say this, but I got another idea for her.
What?
So the Jamestown Lights, I've talked about that a few times in Caledonia. Mm-hmm. It's a neighborhood with like 9 houses.
Yep.
They have like the cute talking trees. They got the fun little music. They update like the Christmas songs in a fun way. Mm-hmm. And you just sit there and just watch it. It's really fun.
It's like, it's like the house in Muskego.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be really cool, but you got to find them, you know?
It's free, too, which is nice. It's free, and apparently on Google, you can see the hours of operation for the neighborhood.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can. You just have to look up the Jamestown Lights neighborhood in Caledonia on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
That is
interesting.
Well,
you can do it on Google, too, apparently. Mm-hmm. They're official.
Yeah, it is. Well, Amanda, thanks for sharing. You got littles. You're going to be hitting all the light displays, girl.
That part.
Oh, yeah.
Way to show up, Allison.
I believe it.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.